Friday's protests started with a march to Empty Pockets, the Hurdle Avenue bar that was the site of a racially charged confrontation between protesters and bar patrons on Tuesday. Standing in front of a now boarded up Empty Pockets, march leaders like Steve-O Johnson called for all Hurdle businesses to denounce racism and support black-owned businesses. They also clarified their march was not an anti-police march. Leaders of the march then called for an end to the protest, but a large group of protesters continued to make their way down Hurdle. One of those protesters, India Walton, explained why.
But you have a group who's more concerned about boycotting businesses because they're racist, and then you have another group who's saying, no, let's keep the focus on police brutality.
Walton says she falls somewhere in the middle.
Down the middle of that. The problem we have with police is not individual actors. It is a system that is upheld on the principles of racism and a devaluation of black lives. So both things are related.
The police brutality protesters then gathered around Buffalo Police's D District headquarters on Hurdle.
Two officers guilty of police brutality.
That's where organizer Miles Carter spoke, naming 16 Buffalo police officers he feels should be fired. They include Robert McCabe, the suspended officer who pushed elderly protester Martin Gugino to the ground in June, and Richard High, an off-duty officer seen on video fighting a bizarrely behaving black man on Thursday. Carter says while he was disturbed by the Empty Pockets incident, he's focused on defunding and reforming the police.
Empty Pockets is more of a distraction, right? Because the more time we spend down there, the more air they get. Our issue is police brutality, right? And focusing on Officer McCabe and Officer High, and they belong to D District at this building.
Prior to the protest, there were worries about whether the night would turn violent or unruly. Several Hurdle businesses had boarded up their windows, and local pastors had called for peace. Carter says making people uncomfortable isn't always a bad thing.
Because then they start to understand the pain that we're feeling. I don't think that anybody out here came with any ill intention towards anything. But obviously, if you're afraid, you there's a reason you feel afraid, right? It's because you know the atrocities are committed in the city.
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.